Peace and mercy are yours from God our Father, from our Lord our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How do you see Jesus? When you think of Jesus, what comes to your mind? You see Jesus as kind and loving, and caring and calm and meek and mild? When you think of Jesus, do you think of him as welcoming little children into his arms, or seeking out the despised tax collector, or reclaiming Peter who denied him? How do you see Jesus? You picture him, do you see him as the good shepherd who seeks and saves the lost? You know, all of those are correct. All of them are beautiful biblical portrayals of who Jesus is. But do you see him as a warrior? Do you see him fighting? Fighting the devil, fighting sin, fighting the sinful world and sinful flesh. Do you see him? You see him straining with every fiber of his being as he fights. Because this is no meek or mild or milquetoast Jesus. This is one who battles. A blood and guts Jesus who battles for your very soul. That's the kind of Jesus that we are going to be taking a look at during this Lenten season. A warrior. A warrior. And so this evening, we look at this warrior as he fights the battle on his way to winning the war on the cross. Because we see tonight Jesus fighting, battling against Satan's ally, which is the sinful world. The lesson before us is a familiar one. It's a small one, but it's familiar. You have Jesus in the court of Pontius Pilate. And at the end of the discussion, Pilate says these words from John chapter 18, verse 38. What is truth? Pilate asked. Could there be a sharper contrast in all of the world, any sharper contrast than this? What you have is on one side is Jesus. And he testifies that all those who are on the side of truth, they believe in him, they follow, they trust, they obey him. And then on the other side stands Pontius Pilate, that Roman governor. And he looks and judges Jesus with his own eyes, with his own reason, with his own so-called truth. And you know what happened. At the end, Pilate, out of exasperation, he sends Jesus off to be flogged. And then hands him over to be crucified. Why? Why such hostility? Why such anger? Why such violence against this Jesus who looks on the outside to be so meek and mild? Why? And the answer hinges on that one word that Jesus spoke to Pilate. That one word, truth. Truth. Jesus said that he is the King of truth. He declared that that's why he came into this world, to testify to the truth. He is the one that fights for the truth. Truth. Every time the message of Jesus and his cross, the truth, comes up, it provokes hostility and hatred from the sinful world and from our sinful flesh. How does our sinful nature respond to this truth that Jesus teaches? The truth that, well, that human beings are totally depraved and corrupt and fallen in their total devotion to self? Or the truth that the best human beings on the best day have earned nothing but hell forever? That truth irritates us. Rubs us the wrong way, right? Our sinful nature doesn't want to hear it. Though the evidence is right there before me every time I honestly look into the mirror of God's law, I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. My sinful nature doesn't want to hear that it's a sinner. My sinful nature doesn't want to hear that what I am doing, the way that I live, those things that I do is wrong. No, away with that truth, away with this Jesus who proclaims it, I'll have my own truth. That's how our sinful nature reacts. And that is why you and I need to repent. Oh, so repent day after day, because we carry that sinful nature with us. We need to repent. And always look at the greatest truth of all. That Jesus came chiefly and primarily to say this, that he is the solution to sin and guilt. The truth is that we are the problem. Truth about Jesus is that he is the only solution. And so what is the truth? What is the solution that he comes to bring? Is this truth, the solution that Jesus tells us, is it that we should obey more laws? Or is it that God will ignore our sin and guilt? Or is it that we should just try to do the best that we can and God will be satisfied? Is that the truth that Jesus has come to bring? No. Because if Jesus said that or taught that, people would have crucified him. No. Jesus declares that he himself is the solution to guilt and sin, the solution to your sin and your guilt, the solution that he and he alone would take your place and take that death's penalty and take hell's punishment so that you never would. The solution that because of Jesus, salvation is a free gift. Given to you by faith. A free gift that he won for you and now gives to you. What an incredible gift that is, isn't it? What a marvelous gift. Sins forgiven. And yet, how does the sinful world react to such a gift? You would think that people would stampede to this Jesus who delivers from death and hell. Offer people free gas. Offer them free money, and you and I would be trampled in the stampede. But free salvation, free heaven, free rescue from hell. Oh no, not that. The fact is that the sinful world hates anyone who would point to the truth and say, the Bible says. They despise the person who says Jesus is the only solution and the only Savior and the only way to heaven and blessedness. No, away with such a truth, the world declares. If that's what you want to believe, then go ahead. But don't tell me that that's the only truth that saves, that that's the only truth. Because there's many ways to God. There's many ways to heaven. What is truth anyway? What is truth? Pilate asked. Right? Jesus told his disciples, and he tells you, he tells me today, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You see, Jesus also looks at you and says, this is the reason I was born. And for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. The truth is this, that Jesus came to save you. You. That's why he came into this world. That is why he was born. He was born as your warrior to trade his life for yours. He, as your Savior, bore that cross of shame and ridicule and humiliation, and he did it all so that you, and you would stand forgiven. He did it all so that you never have to worry about where you'll end up after you die. He gives you heaven. And that's the truth that you also can share with others in this sinful world. Because you know that your warrior, Jesus, he will do battle and change hardened hearts and stubborn minds with his truth. Again, this is no meek, this is no mild, this is no milquetoast Jesus. This is one who battles for souls. And yet you might wonder to yourself, how can you be so sure? How can you be so sure that Jesus fought for you? How can you be so sure that he will stand by your side as you live, as you work, as you share this truth with others in this sinful world? How can you be so sure that you have the truth? Anybody ever say that to you? No, the answer to that? Maybe you've heard this before. You don't defend a tiger, you simply let him go. It's the same with God's word, God's truth. Simply share it. The Holy Spirit does its work. And your certainty rests on this, that God will not lie to you. So his word is truth. His word gives you everything that you need to know to live life, to live freely without guilt, to live freely without death's curse, to live without that fear of God's punishment, to live freely forever in heaven. Because every single word in the Bible, one way or another, points to this, points to Jesus, the truth. As you enter into this Lenten season this year, I want to encourage you, grow in Jesus. Grow in God's Word. Read it. Study it. Make it a part of your everyday life. Maybe a devotion in the morning or a devotion at night, whatever works. Read that truth. Because this truth is your treasure. Jesus is your treasure. Treasure it. Don't let anyone or anything take his truth from you. In Jesus' name, amen.